the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. I want to send a special thank you to Joe Giuliano and Sam Mongiovi for covering for me last week when I was out of town. So thanks again, guys. I really appreciate it. I heard the show. It was absolutely fantastic. I was worried about my job, but I'm glad to be back.
They were laughing a lot.
Yeah.
Joe and Sam, they took a million. Oh. And they made everything. They made Bob laugh.
Oh, boy.
In the background.
My work's cut out for me tonight. Well, first thing we're going to be doing tonight is speaking with the head coach of the only unbeaten soccer team in the United States, the Rochester Rhinos. Bob Lilly will be with us to talk about Saturday's draw against the Charlotte Independents and this big match this Sunday. The top two teams in the Eastern Conference, the Rhinos and the Charleston Battery at Salem Stadium. 4 p.m. kickoff. Traditional match of Sunday, just like we did back in the Lancer days. It's going to be a big one. 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And then coming up after that, we will have another coach with us, the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Kiwi Lyons. We'll talk about the Flash's draw against Sky Blue on Sunday, and then their big match coming up this Saturday, Carly Lloyd, the Golden Boot winner, the Golden Ball winner, the World Cup MVP, will be out in the field back at Salem Stadium with the Houston Dash, along with U.S. World Cup champions Morgan Bryan and Megan Klingenberg. That's coming up Saturday, 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium. WNYFlash.com will be the place to go to get tickets. And then for the second half hour, we will go live to Atlanta, Georgia, where everyone will be watching this Wednesday the Gold Cup semifinal doubleheader at the Georgia Dome. Over 68,000 people will be there, and Michael Lewis will be there as well. We'll have the latest on the Gold Cup, Major League Soccer, the women's soccer situation, the U.S. Victory Tour, NWSL, and more with Michael Lewis in the second half hour. Dick Howard's off tonight. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni, who is going to be seeing our sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, coming up really soon.
Well, certainly we don't tell people why, but of course it's a dentist problem, and I told you not to punch me, but you did it, and now you know.
No, I would never
do
that.
Now I'm missing a tooth. So
no.
Actually, it's just one of those things that happen when you least expect it. And, you know, my S's are not going to be very clear today, but that's life as we know it. I'm very happy that I'm here with you. I'm looking outside, and it's kind of warm, and it's cozy, and I think that you put it all in perspective when you made, the opening, all the things that are going on in soccer. And, of course, the two teams that we follow every day, the Rhino and the Flash, we're going to be talking to the two coaches, and we'll see what they got to say.
That's right. Let's bring in our first guest tonight. He is the head coach of the undefeated and first place Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. This Sunday is soccer day in Rochester. There'll be over 60 clubs playing matches at Salem Stadium all day Sunday, so make it a day at the stadium. And then, of course, two of the best teams in the USL, the best team, the Rhinos, and certainly the Charleston Battery are one of the best teams as well. It's going to be a great match. 405 kickoff for the Rhinos this Sunday, 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com. And Bob, thanks for being with us on the show tonight. How are things?
Good. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Bob, are you warm?
Yeah, it's been warm here for a few days, so it's summer, Joe. It's supposed to be warm.
Yeah, I hope you're nice to those young guys. You let them rest once in a while. Don't let them run.
Yeah, we do. Don't worry, but we got them resting. We're just trying to keep our momentum going.
Yeah. Well, Bob, speaking of the hot conditions, certainly Saturday's match was impacted by the weather. When I got back from California and I stepped off that plane, I'm like, what is going on here? It's warmer and more oppressive here in Rochester than it is in Los Angeles. But it was definitely impacted the play. The field was very hot, and really the game didn't pick up until almost the last 15 minutes when the sun finally went down and things started to cool off a bit. And it really impacted both teams, and it made for a defensive battle.
Yeah, I mean, I agree to some degree. I mean, I thought both teams, when you get two teams that are in form, and I think Charlotte is a very good team, although they're outside the playoff positions right now, I think, you know, both teams in the first half created some moments, but both teams were definitely strong defensively, but I thought the energy level was good considering the heat. So for me, I mean, I felt like we tried to raise our level in the second half and accomplish that. Just weren't able to find that goal, but certainly we played a team that, you know, has played the top teams well. I mean, already Charlotte has beaten Charleston, Richmond, New England, Louisville. So they had a pretty good record against the top teams so far. And we knew it would be difficult. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't get the 3 points, but we get a chance this weekend to get three against Charleston, who's the closest team to us in the Eastern Conference standing.
And, Bob, you know, being undefeated, it's a very good thing, but it puts a lot of pressure, you know, to keep the string going. How do you motivate the guys to be able to put the importance, you know, and keep on winning?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we're trying to focus on the message from us as a staff has been, you know, we want to get better. You know, we don't want to stand still. Teams certainly are gunning for us, and we're seeing everyone's best punch. You know, teams are also improving as the season goes, and sometimes you're at the top. You can sit back a little bit and enjoy it, and, you know, it's to win a championship, we want to be building going into the playoffs. So, you know, the focus is on trying to get better. I mean, we want to win every game regardless. You know, so there hasn't been a lot of time spent talking about the streak. Obviously, we're all aware of it, but it's about every time we step on the field, can we get a result? Can we get better? You know, and we're trying to play one game at a time, and I know that's a cliche, but a lot of it right now is, you know, there's areas we know we can improve, and we continue to work on that stuff in training. We saw some positive signs, you know, the other night, although we didn't score. I felt like we had some good moments, combinations, and we got more numbers in the box than we usually do, you know, which is something we're working on really hard. When we get in those attacking moments, that we get some more bodies in the box, hopefully to score a few more goals.
Here with Rhinos coach Bob Lilley, the Rhinos against second place Charleston Sunday, 4:05 p.m. at Salem Stadium, 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. About two of the guys I thought played very well in the sub role were the New England Revolution loanees, Tyler Rudy and Timmy Mulgrew. They combined to put the ball in the back of the net. Unfortunately, it went off of Tyler Rudy's arm, so it was disallowed. But they certainly played a big role in Saturday's draw, and they were very dangerous.
Yeah, I thought Tyler was exceptional, and Timmy did a nice job as well. You know, they bring quality, and, you know, I think Tyler's gotten a lot of minutes and a lot of starts this year and has done really well. Timmy has had some injuries, but, you know, in the past month he's getting stronger and stronger in training, and he's done a good job recently when we brought him off the bench. So it's nice to see those guys as young players progressing. You know, and I think for the most part this year, we have gotten an impact when we've gone to the bench, regardless of who the players are. So, you know, it tells me that guys have the right mindset and they're ready to do their job, and it tells us that we're deep. You know, hopefully, you know, we can continue to get those contributions off the bench.
Bobby, you know, one of the things that I remember, you know, in the old days when you were our opponent, you know, like when you were in Montreal and Hershey, and we just talk, we just chat a little bit on the radio. We used to have, you know, come in and tell us what you were going to, you know, which player was your best player. And if you had to choose a player right now that is really the key, you know, the guy that motivates a player on your team, who is the leader of your team right now?
Well, I think it's been, you know, the most influential player for us the last 2 years, I think, game in and game out, has been Tony Wolf. And, you know, he does so much of the little things, the intangibles, you know, and there's a number of players having really good seasons for us. But, you know, he's always competitive. He's always winning loose balls. He always puts himself about physically, and, you know, he's mentally very tough, and I think that's a big trademark of this team. And, you know, I think he can play anywhere on the field. You know, generally he's in the middle of the field, but, you know, I think he sets the tone for us, and I think that's a great player to have because he shows up every day, you know, whether it's training or games. And hopefully, you know, he can continue to do that for us, because certainly there's a toughness about this group that I really like. And hopefully it's going to help us get over the finish line.
Coming up on Sunday, Bob, it's the Charleston Battery, a team that this past weekend they played 2 games in 2 days, and they won on Saturday against Wilmington. And a highlight reel goal from Dane Kelly, who just is scoring goals and being very dangerous. The night before, they barely lost to Premiership team West Bromwich Albion 2-1 with some academy players playing for them. So this is a very dangerous team. The other thing, though, in our favor for Sunday, though, is that Charleston has to play in Toronto on Friday. So they have 2 games in 3 days, while the Rhinos have the entire week to prepare for the match. So it's going to be an interesting contest to see what kind of strategy Charleston's going to bring to the match. Are they going to sit back and maybe play for a tie, or are they going to go off for 3 points?
Well, I think Charleston's a team that, you know, can hurt you in a lot of different ways. So, you know, them playing on Friday, I think, you know, my guess is they'll take care of that game, and it'll cut, you know, our lead to 3 points. So they'll come in looking to win. Now, tactically, you know, they are capable of sitting back and countering, especially with a player like Dane Kelly. I mean, for me, you know, there's some great finishers in our league, but I certainly think he, you know, he may be the top forward in our league, because his finishing quality has really risen over the past few years. But, you know, with that pace, I mean, he can score goals on his own. You know, he doesn't need a ton of service. He's going to cause problems for your back four all the time. So, you know, they're good enough, just as we've been good enough to go and play multiple games in a short time frame. You know, I think good teams manage it. They may change some things tactically, but certainly we expect a really difficult game for us on Sunday against Charleston.
Hey, Bobby, you know, actually, when we talk about opponents, we talk about people that you pretty well know. And of all the teams that you're going to be playing or you have already played, certainly there are those who, you know, they respect you, and you know them very well. How do you prepare, really, you know, to play against those teams? I mean, because you know their formation, you know the team, and they also know you. I mean, it's just like a chess game, I believe, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's some of us have coached for a while in the league, so, you know, we all know tendencies at times. I think one of the good things about our team this year is there's a lot of flexibility in what we can do. We've played a number of different formations and lineups, so you know it's tough for teams to know exactly what we would do in a particular game. You know, more so than some teams I've had where I don't know if we've had that type of flexibility. But, you know, I think it's preparing. It's putting your players in the best position to succeed. And, you know, the players deserve credit because, you know, there's been a lot of tight games and they found ways to get results. And they're the ones that have been so good collectively defending. I mean, a lot of that is the mindset. I think, you know, we put ourselves in position. Even the other night, that was a tight game, and you know, I thought second half we were the more likely team to score, and you know, we didn't get the result, but I felt like, you know, they didn't give away an inch, and you know, certainly Brandon's had a great year and goal for us, but you know, we're a tough out for anyone, but Charleston's the same, and it's going to be two heavyweights on Sunday, and I think for the fans, they'll see a you know a very good team game with two very good teams.
The Rhinos will be looking to checkmate the Charleston Battery on Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. kickoff. Again, go to the stadium early. Check out some of the great local teams that are going to be competing at Salem Stadium on Soccer Day in Rochester. You can get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Bob, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thanks, guys. Have a good evening.
You take care, Bob, and you too. Stay cool.
Bob Lilly here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, head coach of the undefeated Rochester Rhinos. We come back, we'll be joined by the coach of the other professional soccer team in upstate New York, the Western New York Flash, as Aaron Kiwi Lyons will be with us here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash continue their three-match homestand this Saturday night at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. World Champions Megan Klingenberg, Morgan Bryan, and World Cup MVP Carly Lloyd. It's Small Business Saturday. Meet and experience local merchants and businesses throughout the Salem Stadium concourse and see all of the great local products our community offers. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The unbeaten and first-place Rochester Rhinos have a big match at Salem Stadium this Sunday afternoon, taking on second-place Charleston with kickoff at 4:05. It's soccer day in Rochester, with over 60 recreational teams participating in matches all day at Salem Stadium. So come out early for a full day of soccer in Soccer Town, USA. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support the only undefeated soccer team in the U.S. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Red Card Sirianni. Joe's laughing. Hey, it's Christmas in July, isn't it? Sure feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, back here in Rochester, New York, back here on the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass radio show. Glad to be back from my little jaunt to the left coast. And joining us now on the show, a gentleman who was up and down off the bench yesterday afternoon as the game between the Flash and Sky Blue just went back and forth throughout the whole contest, all 90 minutes. And he is the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Kiwi Lyons. And Aaron's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Flash are home this Saturday, 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash. The return to Rochester of World Cup MVP Carly Lloyd, former Flash player Megan Klingenberg, and one of the young stars of the team, Morgan Bryan. You don't want to miss it. 454-KICK, go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. And Aaron, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Aaron, certainly, you know, you're maybe disappointed because, you know, the game and end up in a tie. But tell us a little bit what happened in your views and in your idea. Why things didn't work out?
I mean, first of all, when you score three goals at home, it should be enough to collect 3 points, you know. So the fact we've scored three is very positive. We just, you know, the fact we've conceded three, and not so positive. So, you know, that's an area that that we've got to continue to work on, you know, where our defensive effort, you know, and improving on the, you know, the our defending and the distances between our defenders and our decision making defensively, but you know, good game of football for everyone that came out to watch the game. You know, six goals, but you know, we should have collected our 3 points for that.
Well, Aaron, it's funny, I was at the Rhinos game on Saturday. It was the offenses, I think, were struggling with the heat. I think yesterday it was the defenses, for whatever reason, were struggling. There were gaps all over the back four for both teams, and I think that the heat certainly, I think, was a factor. How much do you think that impacted the match?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt it was that, you know, there were difficult circumstances out there, and you know, when that's the case, it becomes a mind game. It becomes a mental battle, and the stronger team mentally usually wins that battle, you know. And yeah, we weren't able to decide that for us yesterday, but you know, as I said, you know, you create so many wonderful opportunities, even at 3-1 up. You know, we had a chance to go 4-1 and you know, and even 5-1. Their goalkeeper, you know, Brittany Cameron, was outstanding yesterday. But, you know, in a home game, three goals at home should be enough to get it done. And
we've got to work defensively and improve, and needs to be a lot better performance against Houston on Saturday night.
Well, you know, like you said, the goalkeeper is really the key to the game, and sometimes they become the hero, or sometimes they become the goat. But basically, it's the defense that really makes the goalkeeper great, because they have an understanding, they have everything that needs to, you know, that needs to be done. They had the communication amongst one another. I think that knowing you a little bit, your character and your and how I see you on the field, I really don't know who you are when you are training. Can you tell us a little bit about you? I mean, you get angry to them, or what happened behind the closed doors in a game like you?
Yeah, no,
had?
I mean, I'll demand a lot out of my players, and out of the group collectively. I'll train, train hard. There's been very few teams that have come in that are, that are fitter than us. We're young. Let's not forget that. For me, it's no excuse anymore. You know, our rookies are 12 games old now. You know, they're not really rookies anymore. So we've got to learn from and gain experience, and we've done that. And you know, hopefully you'll see continued improvement from us over the next 8 games. You know, we've got some. I thought Michelle Heyman came in there, and added another dimension to our attack. On Sunday, she'll be quality for us. She'll help us going forward. And we've got Ayende who arrives tonight. Actually, she'll be a good addition to our midfield. So we've got options. We've got options now, and options improve performances both in training and in games, because there's competition places.
Well, Aaron, you mentioned a couple new players. You mentioned Michelle Heyman, the Australian international, who I thought was the best player for the Flash. She was tremendous up top. You mentioned Halimatu Ayinde, the Nigerian international, who was going to be coming in to be wearing the number 10 jersey. But the big news today was the signing of Colombian international Lady Andrade, who certainly became very well known in the World Cup. She scored a great goal against France to help the Colombians to that big upset. And she's certainly a very dangerous and very skilled player who's going to bring, I think, a new dimension to this team. Tell us about how she came to be on the Flash, and when can we expect to see her?
Sorry, I missed you there that last little bit.
Well, when do we expect to see Lady Andrade with the Flash, and tell us how she came to be part of the team?
Yeah, we're hopeful to see her for this weekend. At the moment, we're just waiting for the ITC. So, great signing. Watched her play in the World Cup, and really wanted this player. And technical director Charlie Nomo did a great job of bringing her to the club. She's young. You know, she's got the future in front of her, and she's very good right now. You know, she's coming into the toughest league in the world, though. You know, where it's millimeters between winning and losing. Similar environment to what she experienced at the World Cup. She's going to be a great addition to us. She's going to add another dimension to our attack, and the ability to keep the ball a bit better as well in possession. You know, she's technically really sound, you know, experienced, understands the game, good football mind. So she'll add another dimension to our game, and she'll also, learn a lot while she's here. She'll be looking forward to seeing her tomorrow in training with the group, and obviously integration is key at this moment. How quickly can we integrate her? How quickly can she get integrated into the team?
Well, one of the things that I want to compliment you is that the people that have played in the World Cup been part of the Flash. You coach the best players, you know, that you can be proud of. And certainly, you know, right from the beginning, you know, you're the kind of guy that it's always been successful. And to your credit, just like I said, you have everything there to right in front of you, because you coach the best player that represent not only, you know, the Flash, but also the country as well. So my congratulations to you. And certainly...
Yeah, thank you. That goes back into the community though as well. I mean, you know, Western New York's been fortunate, you know, over the last, 7 years, you know, and probably sooner than that, the short term, we've seen the likes of, you know, Abby Wambach, Carly Lloyd, you know, Veronica Bouquet, Alex Morgan, you know, Whitney Engens, Caroline Sagers, you know, we've seen the likes of, you know, Sydney Leroux and these types of players dress week in, week out for the Western New York Flash. You know, so it's great for the community. We would wish we had more support than what we're getting right now, be honest. You know, a little bit disappointed with the attendance. So hopefully we'll be able to get a good turnout for this weekend, and you know, Rochester and Western New York will come out and support the wonderful product that we have.
Of course, and the big news on Saturday is the return of Carly Lloyd, the former Flash player, and certainly I think there's going to, unless something very strange happens with FIFA, she's going to be the FIFA Women's Player of the Year for her performance at the World Cup. So we've got three national team stars, Morgan Bryan, Megan Klingenberg, and Carly Lloyd coming in on Saturday with the Houston Dash. And it's, you know, this is the game to come out to, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is the best woman player in the world is coming to Rochester to play right here. So no excuse. Saturday, 7 p.m., 454 kick, or go to WNYFlash.com. So, Aaron, I'm going to wish you the best for Saturday. It's going to be a great match. Looking forward to a big turnout and a big win for the Flash on Saturday. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Go Flash.
Yeah, go Flash, right.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. It's Aaron Kiwi-Lines, the head coach of the Western New York Flash. Again, you want to be at the stadium. Carly Lloyd is coming right here to Rochester, the best woman player in the world after a performance in the World Cup. You don't want to miss it. 454 kick. Go to WNYFlash.com. When we return, we'll go live to Atlanta, Georgia, and speak with Michael Lewis with the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll talk about the Gold Cup tournament, a lot of things going on with that, and of course, that big controversial ending to the Mexico-Costa Rica match. They're still talking about that today. We'll talk about that next here on our show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Carly Lloyd, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash continue their three-match homestand this Saturday night at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. World Champions Megan Klingenberg, Morgan Bryan, and World Cup MVP Carly Lloyd. It's Small Business Saturday. Meet and experience local merchants and businesses throughout the Salem Stadium Concourse and see all of the great local products our community offers. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The unbeaten and first place Rochester Rhinos have a big match at Salem Stadium this Sunday afternoon, taking on second place Charleston with kickoff at 4:05. It's soccer day in Rochester with over 60 recreational teams participating in matches all day at Salem Stadium. So come out early for a full day of soccer in Soccer Town, USA. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support the only undefeated soccer team in the U.S. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And not New York this time, it's Atlanta, Georgia, but our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Dental Dr. David Olivo of Gates, 2005 Lyle Avenue. The number to call is 328-3382 or go to davidolivodmd.com. Joe's going to have his teeth fixed. I have an appointment with him next week. He's been my dentist for 50 years. The practice has, anyway, not Dr. Olivo, but he is top-notch. He's one of the best dentists in Rochester. He's a soccer guy, too. Played little guy soccer with Ed Morante's Charlie Little Guy Soccer. He's the guy to go to for all your dental needs.
And he's got a wonderful staff. They welcome you. They got coffee in there you can drink. They got everything, and they make you feel at home.
That's right.
So if you got tooth problem like I do, Dr. Olivo is the guy. And I'll be seeing him soon.
Okay, so definitely go there. Again, 328-3382 to have a consultation. And so we're coming up now is Michael Lewis. So, Michael, how are you doing down in beautiful, hot Atlanta?
Staying inside in air conditioning, thank you. Very well.
What is the temperature down there, anyway?
It's depending on where, the last I saw on TV, it's about, I think the high today was 95, 96.
Oh, my goodness.
The heat index is over 100. I tried not to step outside as much as possible for obvious reasons. Thank God the game on, the doubleheader, I should say, on Wednesday night is inside Dome Stadium for very obvious reasons for everyone's health, not just the players but the spectators too,
and the reporters as well.
Oh, definitely. You never want to have cranky writers on deadline. You get cranky enough on deadline. Let's put it that way.
Well, Michael, everybody is still talking about what happened at the end of that Mexico Costa Rica match last night. I got to tell you, Vince McMahon would have been proud. That was as bad a call as the end of the Brock Lesnar-Seth Rollins WWE title match last night, where The Undertaker came in and the match basically just ended with no ending. This was worse. I mean, it was the worst call I have ever seen, and not to the fact that it was just a bad call and there was a penalty called. It was in the 123rd minute of a Gold Cup quarterfinal. I'm speechless.
First of all, you just don't make a call like that. That late, unless it's really blatant, like someone just leveled someone. I mean, also, I've looked at it several times, and I don't see the contact. I don't see the contact at all. And it's just amazing. Maybe there was another angle that we might have missed via TV. but I don't know why that was called. It was called on Roy Miller, and as it turned out, he plays for the Red Bulls, and Christian Dyer of Big Apple Soccer wound up going to Red Bulls training today, and Roy Miller was there. Roy did not have to go very far from his national team to his club team. And Roy Miller basically said, no, that's not a foul. That's an exact quote. But yes, I know most players will always claim, oh, I didn't create the penalty. No, it wasn't a foul, but no doubt it wasn't. It's too bad. It happened that way. It should have gone to penalties and let it be decided that way. I was just quite stunned on the way it happened. Probably everyone but Mexican fans were. Maybe they were stunned too, and they probably said, hey, we just got a gift there. But
The conspiracy theorists are out in force. There's some people who said that U.S. soccer wanted to be sure that Mexico was in the semifinal because of the big crowd they're going to have. The game is sold out already at the Georgia Dome. But people are even saying that El Chapo had something to do with this, that he somehow got money to the Guatemalan referee and to make sure Mexico got into the semifinals. But I'm that's a USL referee could have done a better job than that Guatemalan official. It was just terrible.
Well, you know, I think at one time that official also could have given a Mexican player a second yellow card, and he didn't because I think the announcers were talking about the fact that it's a knockout round game, and you want to stay out of things unless things are really blatant and. Again, that foul at the end was a phantom foul. Whatever, I don't even want to call it a foul, but I guess the best way you call it is a phantom call, phantom foul, and it's going to be remembered. Unfortunately, it's part of CONCACAF Gold Cup history and lore right now, the blunder by the referee. Both teams, as it turned out, I think they had something like a combined 2-7 record when it came to penalty kick tiebreakers in Gold Cup quarterfinals in the past. So it wasn't going to be a great shootout at the end if they went that far. But it's such a shame that a game will be decided that way. Who knows? Maybe Mexico prevails in penalties anyway, but we'll never know.
And Mike, in a situation like this, does FIFA, as in any recourse, as far as the referee to reprimand them, look at the video and say, hey, you made a mistake, but you made a big mistake. Do they do that?
That's a good question. I don't know exactly what goes behind closed doors. I would like to think an assessor will point out that to him. Maybe he knows that already. You're not going to get rid of that referee immediately, but if I am running the show for a CONCACAF, I make sure that he is not in the middle for any of the other remaining four games. And something like that, I would try to make sure that at least myself, that he wouldn't get close to any other key international competitions. Saying that, I've seen FIFA referees make blunders. I remember, I'll give you an example, at the 1996 Olympics, if my memory serves me correctly, Hugh Dallas, I think it was a Scottish or British referee, basically gave a Tunisian player two yellow cards in a game against the United States, and he didn't red card him. And basically, it wasn't until Bruce Arena brought it to the official's attention that he had done that. Well, that was that's a pretty embarrassing moment for a referee that you don't red card a player after a second yellow. Well, as it turned out, Hugh Dallas had a very long international refereeing career. So, I'd like to think there are precedents, but I guess we'll just have to see when and if this referee is called again. I'll definitely look out for his name.
Well, it's too bad that we're talking about this because the other three quarterfinals were excellent for different reasons. I mean, Jamaica with a big win over Haiti, 1-0. They'll be playing the U.S. in game one on Wednesday. Panama had a thrilling penalty kick shootout win over Trinidad. And, of course, the U.S. just pounded Cuba into the ground 6-0. Clint Dempsey with a hat trick and deuces just having a huge tournament, which is a big turnaround after his embarrassment in the U.S. Open Cup after ripping up the referee's notebook. He certainly redeemed himself in this tournament.
You know, out of all the three games, the least competitive was, of course, the U.S.-Cuba game. And after the U.S. scored the first goal, and I saw some other moves, just from the Cuban body language, I could tell that they were in trouble. They were just being outclassed there. You know, the U.S. had a relatively easy game, but of course after the first three games in which I thought the Americans struggled, maybe they were due for something like that. But like I said, the least competitive of all the three games. I also covered the Haiti-Jamaica game, which was a very entertaining game. Jamaica scores first, and Haiti tries everything it can to equalize and can't come close to finding the back of the net. I am not into statistics as I once was in my younger days when I was covering the Lancers because I didn't maybe know as much soccer as I do today. But there was one stat that really stood out to me in that game, and that was corner kicks. Haiti had 15 and Jamaica had 3. And that came from the fact that Haiti did apply pressure in the penalty area, but Jamaica's back line and midfield, they blocked so many shots, and sooner or later some of them are going to go to the side, and sometimes they're going to go over the end line. But 15-3, you usually don't see numbers like that for corner kicks. But Jamaica defended well. And I'm looking forward to that game, U.S. versus Jamaica, for so many reasons, to see if Jamaica could finally crack the U.S., the U.S.'s domination in general, but also the Americans' domination on U.S. soil.
It's going to be a big match. U.S.-Jamaica is the first match at 6 o'clock, followed up by Mexico and Panama at 9 o'clock. And I'm sure everybody's hoping for a U.S.-Mexico final in Philadelphia coming up on Sunday. That's the dream final, and we'll see if that comes about. Joe?
Well, certainly, you know, it's the Gold Cup is something that, you know, nation distinguish themselves as well, just like the World Cup, and there is so much South American flavor in there that it's really, you know, it tells good soccer. And Mike, you're very fortunate to be a witness to all that kind of stuff. I mean, your vocabulary should be Spanish, and you should write for Spanish paper as well.
My Spanish is not that good, though.
Well, I could
understand it when I'm reading it, but because I could stare at words and think about things, but speaking it, I would probably start a diplomatic headache for somewhere.
Well, Michael, we're going to take a quick break. Can you hang on through the break?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we'll come back with Michael. We'll have the latest news from Major League Soccer and the women's game on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The unbeaten and first-place Rochester Rhinos have a big match at Salem Stadium this Sunday afternoon, taking on second-place Charleston with kickoff at 4:05. It's soccer day in Rochester, with over 60 recreational teams participating in matches all day at Salem Stadium. So come out early for a full day of soccer in Soccer Town, USA. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support the only undefeated soccer team in the U.S. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The West and New York Flash continue their three-match homestand this Saturday night at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. World Champions Megan Klingenberg, Morgan Bryan, and World Cup MVP Carly Lloyd. It's Small Business Saturday. Meet and experience local merchants and businesses throughout the Salem Stadium concourse and see all of the great local products our community offers. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a
I had a feeling this was going to be one of the bumpers for the Charlie Daniels Band, as Michael Lewis is with us down in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Gold Cup semifinals on Wednesday. You can watch it on Fox Sports 1. This portion of the U.S. Soccer Report is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. If you love Salvatore's Pizza like we do, there's something we have to ask you to do. Before tomorrow at 10 a.m., go to WHEC.com, the Channel 10, and vote for Salvatore's as the best specialty pizza in Rochester. Again, you have to do that before tomorrow, Tuesday, at 10 a.m. That's when the voting closes. So be sure to go to WHEC.com to do that. If you want to order a pizza or anything else on the Salvatore's menu, call 234-5555 or go to Salvatore's.com. We can welcome back now Michael Lewis. And, Michael, some more news that came out of soccer this week, the MLS All-Star Game on the 29th coming up next Wednesday. It's Tottenham Hotspur against the MLS All-Stars in Colorado. A little more controversy. The commissioner's picks were Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard, the two great English stars who at that time had not played a match in MLS. Gerrard played on the weekend, and he was incredible for the LA Galaxy against San Jose. But they're wondering, why would you pick, obviously they knew why they picked him, but why would you not pick a veteran maybe who was retiring or somebody like that instead of guys who had not played in MLS yet?
Ah, boy, don't get me going about this again. I've written several pieces through the years about the commissioner's picks, and I think it's a great idea when I think you use it for the right reasons. When you do it and give it to players who haven't played, and there's no doubt that these two players have had wonderful careers, being English internationals, playing in the EPL, all the titles and honors that they've won, they all deserve it. But just you know, to be put in that situation is not a smart move. Of course, another way you might look at it is that the commissioner is giving the league a lot of publicity because we're talking about it. And a lot of other people are as well, too. It's controversial. And I know there were more important things to worry about in soccer, but it just confounds me because I'm trying not to beat a dead horse, but the commissioner has missed on some of his sticks during the years when Santino Caranta was a rookie with DC United and he had scored 4 or 5 goals in about 10 games or so. We decided to put him on the team in 2001 and did not put Paul Calagiuri on the team, who had never been to an All-Star game. And we all know what Paul Calagiuri did for soccer. Maybe he didn't have the same impact in MLS as he did scoring the goal, the lone goal against Trinidad and Tobago in 1989 that propelled the U.S. into the World Cup, but I think that would have been a more fitting selection, or just make room for him. And there were some other selections as well through the years. You know, I understand it's about one fan or several fans tweeted back to me, well, it's about marketing. Okay, fine. But, you know, you got to, beyond the marketing, you know, show the passion of the game, too. And sometimes I fear the league office is starting to lose that. You know, there's nothing wrong about marketing. That's very, very important. But I just feel like this was forced marketing. Let them earn it. Next year, who knows, maybe Lampard and Gerrard get on because they've made big impacts for their teams and for the league. And I will have no problem with that at all. But I agree with you. It's very, very confounding. You put it up there with the botched referee call is bigger, but it's still another confounding issue. Maybe we should have a little segment on the show, Confounding Issues of the Week.
Well, it's to get people to watch the match, too. People are going to watch Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard because of their great play for England. And if that's the case, why didn't they put Pirlo on the team, I guess, is my question. But some more better news for Rochester soccer fans. They're having a homegrown match for all the young stars of MLS. And Jordan Allen, Rochester's own, will be in the match. And they'll be the MLS youth players will be playing Club America's under 20 team on Tuesday at the All Star festivities. So, Joe, I know we're all very proud of Jordan and Howard Allen, his dad, as well.
That's for sure. And I'm sure that there's going to be a big contingent of people to watch him. And certainly, Jordan is going to make his father proud and make Rochester proud because it's a great player.
Michael, before we let you go, one other thing that came up, and we don't know what's going to happen in Rochester, but there's rumor that the U.S. women are going to be playing at Yankee Stadium, the home of course, New York City FC, and some other baseball team might have heard of. They're going to be playing England, the team that I think was the darlings of the World Cup, who probably should have gone through to the final, except for that terrible own goal that happened at the end of the Japan match. But that'll be a big match for the women to play at the house that Pelé built, I guess we can call it that.
Yeah.
Well, U.S. soccer earlier today through a spokesman said that they had no plans for the U.S. to play at Yankee Stadium. So that's, I guess, the other side of the issue. I know the New York Post reported that earlier today in their page 6 page or column or whatever you want to call it. You know, boy, I have mixed emotions about having soccer at Yankee Stadium. I just don't think soccer at baseball stadiums make it for me. Let's put it that way. I've become much more of a traditionalist in my older age, and I know that they played at Red Bull Arena already, but I think that would be a more appropriate place. But of course, you could fill up the stadium; it's a bigger stadium. Heck, if that, and maybe they don't want to put them on the grass at the MetLife Stadium across the river. But I'm not a big fan of soccer and baseball stadiums.
Well, I certainly hope that they're going to have a victory stop in Rochester. You know, so
we'll see what happens.
Forward to that.
We have
no doubt.
Word on that yet.
I'd love to see it too, because of Abby Wambach. Simple as that.
Exactly.
She deserves one final game up there with the national team.
And if we find out about it, you'll hear about it here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, have fun in Atlanta. Enjoy the Gold Cup and hopefully the final, the U.S. getting a championship and going to the Commissioners or the Confederations Cup in a couple years. So have fun and enjoy the matches.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one,
gentlemen. Thank you, Mike, and have a good night.
Thanks. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Michael and Dick Howard on practically every show. Of course, Dick was off this week. He'll be back with us next week. We want to thank our guests, the coaches of the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Bob Lilly and Aaron Kiwi Lyons, respectively. Staff of the Rhinos, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, Pat Erkley, Mike Cipolla, Jackie Maynard from the Flash. The Flash are home this Saturday, 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash. Carly Lloyd, the best woman player in the world, will be right here in Rochester, along with U.S. World Cup champions Megan Klingenberg and Morgan Bryan. So be sure to be there. And the Rhinos are home on Sunday, 4:05 against the Charleston Battery, top two teams in the Eastern Conference. It's a big soccer weekend. Be at Salem Stadium, 454 kick to get your ticket. You don't want to miss it. Be there. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Michael Lewis in Atlanta and Bob D'Angelo down at WISL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass once again here on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park.